This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show. The Tom Bernard Morning Show. Streamed every morning on the Tom Bernard Show app and anytime on demand wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. This is really unfortunate because I got up earlier this morning, worked out a little bit, did my whole deal. I am in such a good mood, it's going to be really a bad thing.
I know, you're very positive. It's scary.
Whenever I'm in a good mood, it gets really dangerous. That's all I'm telling you.
Watch out, world.
There are a number of things to get to this morning, of course, as predicted by the Tom Bernard Show and the people on the Tom Bernard Show a month ago. We have now entered the World Wrestling Federation, or it's not World Wrestling Entertainment now, because WWF, World Wildlife Foundation, got pissed at them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Going WWF.
Yeah. They're like, so we're sick of sharing the spotlight.
So it's WWE now? That's what it is?
Yeah, well, people were trying to save Hulk Hogan instead of the pandas. And WWF was very upset by that.
Yes. I understand. Understand completely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so you want the weather first? You want the baseball story first?
I want weather and then the baseball story, but very closely behind, but I just want to hear the weather.
Okay, before I go to the weather, I want to do my impression of a politician, both Republican and Democrat. It's Friday. We've been predicting this for about a month now.
We're very close to a deal. I talked to Marty O'Neill last night. We're working it all out.
What a bunch of bullshit this all is. They do this to the people on purpose.
They have the same work ethic as me. It's not great.
None? Like, yeah. No work ethic at all?
That's why nothing gets done.
I mean, we told you that today would be the day. So last night, I guess we were off by about 2 hours.
We're getting much closer to a deal.
You mean like when we said you'd say that? You mean that?
Oh, they're getting close.
What a bunch of a-holes.
Yeah. My buddy Kyle is kind of a simpleton. I love him, but he is kind of simple.
Uh-oh.
And one day somebody had said something along the lines of like, well, it's politicians. He goes, I don't follow it. I don't get it. What do they do? And a friend of ours goes, well, we elect them to vote on stuff. And he very casually goes, well, why don't we just vote on stuff?
There you go.
And I'm like, yeah, why don't we just vote on stuff? Why do we send people to go vote for the stuff we want? Just put it up on our ballots and we'll vote for it.
It's too hard for them to make money then, Rudy. You can't have that.
Yeah. If American Idol can get it together, why can't we do it that way?
And I still love the fact. And it's only because it has nothing to do with their political affiliation or anything. It's just happened to be the latest one. But how a United States senator in California is worth $200 million based on what?
Yeah.
Because she was able to invest in things that she knew were going to blow sky high, mm-hmm. which is illegal, isn't it?
She just has really good instincts.
Yes, that's what it is. Absolutely. I just find this, it's all-star wrestling. That's what it is. We told you a month ago this is what it would be. Because it's going to be, with just a glimmer of hope. Oh, finally, about 3-4 days from now, we'll get it. We got so lucky to sign.
Right. We're like one chair swing away for it to be a full-on Raw event.
It's true. So we can laugh at these people because they think we're all fools, and probably a great percentage of people are fools. They believe this crap.
My favorite show I've been watching lately is Veep. With Julia Louis.
I've never seen that show.
Oh, you would love it.
I'm not a fan of hers, though.
It's fine. She's not her normal character in it, and Ooh. It's so fun. I think you would actually like it because it is such a circus, and she just thinks the American public are just idiots.
Yeah.
And she's always like she got mad because the president, and she's the vice president, the president made her take on obesity, and she's like, you know, I hate fat people. And it's so, you would love this show.
I hate fat people.
Because it's just a mockery of what, it's a circus.
Yeah,
and
it's
always what you're being perceived as doing. Nobody's doing anything. It's so funny. You would love it.
That's what everybody tells me. So who else is it? There are other good people in it, right?
Yeah, they're names that I probably don't know offhand, but when you see their faces, you go, yeah.
Anna Chlumsky? Am I saying that right?
She
was the gal from My Girl with Macaulay Culkin years back. She was the girl who played My Girl. Also the guy who plays Jonah.
Timothy Simmons.
There you go.
And I don't know. Simons.
Yeah, I don't know
Tony Hale, you'll know, because he's from Arrested Development.
Never watched that either.
That's an amazing show.
I heard that show's really good,
too. It's great,
too.
Yeah.
And then Reed Scott, he's a very attractive guy, but he's not I don't see him that much in things.
He is like the late show host on The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you would love it. You'd see people and go, oh, I recognize that guy or whatever it is. But yeah, you would love it, Tom.
I'm just telling you, it makes fun of just the whole office, just the whole idea of it, just what you're being perceived as doing. You would get such a kick out of Veep.
Yeah, I'm going to have to step forward and see that kind of stuff. It just... you know, there's so many things that you just can't get to it. And the one thing I do not like, and I don't care if it's far left, far right. If I tune in and that all they can do is puke out that stuff, it's like I'm gone. I want to be entertained. I want to hear about your politics. That's one, you know, one thing we've been talking about on this show is that we remove the politics from it, and then of course a couple of people bring it up still. But I think we're at a point people don't want to hear that shit from anybody.
No,
they don't want to hear it, so I don't want to hear it. Does that make sense?
Give me the weather, then.
I got your weather.
I got your weather right here.
Right, you know? Is. You want to hear the weather, or do you want to hear the sports announcer first?
First, I want the weather, because it'll be quick. Okay. And I want it to be good, because I was an idiot, and I drove the convertible today, and I was freezing on the way.
Did you leave the top down?
Of course.
In the parking lot?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
It's a hard top.
Did you leave your purse
on? What, do you want me to carry it?
No. I put it back on there.
You want me to casually bring my hard top with me?
Yeah, let's go.
And then put. I would have been still in the parking lot if I was putting that back on.
That was our point. You wouldn't be here. That's It'd be one. Perfect.
Broadcasting live, Brittany is still putting her top on her car.
Put the top on, and we don't mean the top on the car. Thank you very much.
Hey-o.
Okay, so here is the deal. Mostly sunny and warm with a high of 79. Beautiful day coming up for my baby girl. Fawny's birthday is today. Fawny's 7 years old today, and it's going to be sunny and 79. Honest to God, children are a bit different now. And well, Rudy, you've already been through it, and you're going to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
Honest to God, we go to a six-year-old girl a month ago. She turned seven today.
Mm-hmm.
A month ago, a six-year-old girl. So what do you want to do for your birthday? Well, I'd like to dine at so-and-so. It's like, dying.
Oh yeah. No, my daughter's palate is, dude, her favorite food when she was four was miso salmon.
Yeah, there you go. See?
Yeah.
Exactly. What the hell?
Sushi. That's what she wants. Remember Oscar Mayer Wieners? That's what we ate when we were four and five. No, she wanted sushi.
It's true.
Yeah, we need a sous chef to show up. It was awful.
You know, that one place we'd go there, but I don't know if I like the lighting.
Yeah.
Like, shut up.
The ambiance seems off.
Yeah, I had to shuck my own oysters. No, thank you.
Yeah, there you go. That's exactly it. Five-year-old, six-year-olds, right? I'm singing Billy Goat's Gruff, and they're going to dine at the fanciest joint in town, for Christ's sake. All right, so sunny and warm today. 79, just a gorgeous day coming up. Mostly sunny and warm tomorrow, high of 81. Sunday, mostly sunny, warm with a high of 83. Memorial Day. Partly the mostly sunny and warmer, high of 88, so you couldn't ask for a nicer memorial. It's not going to rain on Memorial Day for the first time in, what, about 55 years?
I know. It's actually going to be warm.
It rains every Memorial Day.
I know.
All the concerts in Somerset, Wisconsin, Memorial Day weekend, we used to do X-Fest out there. There'd be thousands of people, hundreds of bands. It would be gorgeous Thursday afternoon.
Oh,
everybody
would
show up Friday. It'd be a high of 53. The wind would be cranking. Everybody's tents would be blowing around. It was awful.
I know. Hilarious. We used to always do cabin weekend and Memorial weekend, and I just realized I hate it.
You can't do it.
Because you go up there, and then it feels very much so, like too much family time because you're stuck indoors and you're you want to kill each other.
I understand that completely. So, but you know, next 4 days are going to be gorgeous. So you got today, tomorrow, Sunday, Memorial Day on Monday. Most people have that day off in any case, like we do. So congratulations, a wonderful 4 day stretch to open up summertime. Sunny and 54 right now. Sunny 54 now, but 79 and sunny later on today. My God, it's gorgeous.
Okay, now I need this baseball story that you kept giggling
okay,
over.
Okay, I have to change one word.
Okay.
Because the word itself is another name for a rooster.
Okay.
Well, you cock a pistol, don't you? I mean, when you're going to shoot a pistol, you cock the pistol.
I think you can say even the other
one. Oh, version. Not with this one. There's no way I could say it with this one. Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
You're so giggly.
I'm in such a good mood today. I don't know what the hell it is. I've never liked either one of you. So how's that?
I was gonna say we still have what 2 hours and 50 minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
That.
Yeah, the show is but a fetus right now.
But a fetus.
We'll see what happens.
It could all come apart at the seams. You sons of bitches. Yeah, that'd be good. Okay, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I hope I can get through this. An ESPN and SEC network announcer made a pretty vulgar slip of the tongue. Well, he didn't make a vulgar slip. It was a slip. He didn't mean to say it.
Okay.
So don't talk about how vulgar it is. Pretty vulgar slip of the tongue while announcing a baseball game in Alabama, of all places.
Oh,
oh Jesus. Here is Tom. Well, we're not going to play the audio, obviously.
No.
Okay, good. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure.
I was looking to see if I had it up, but I don't have it.
Good. So
you're good. Yeah.
I think it's not. Okay, so just remember, I'm going to change the word, but, you know, cock-a-doodle-doo was, that's the word. You ready, Britt? Mm-hmm. Here is Tom Hart trying to say, turn the clock back. Okay, turn the clock back. At that time, a black player was at the plate, and he said, turn the black in the clock back. He said, turn the black.
Oh,
turn the black beep back. Or turn
just
the black.
Turn the black beep.
Turn the black
beep. Hilarious. Oh, that was like Shepard Smith when he was talking about J-Lo. Well, it looks like her fans would much rather give her a blow job, than, I mean a curb job, than a, oh my, sorry about that.
Turn the black. Clock. I'm just saying
yeah,
clock.
Go clock, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Turn the black clock. He did explain it was after midnight. What does that have to do with
wow.
it? Wow. Oh, that's so sad.
I feel so bad for him because
I know.
I mess up words constantly.
Everybody does.
Are they, they're not going to fire him, are they?
I don't think so. Well, it says here, a long night got even longer. That's all it says. It doesn't say, he didn't do it on purpose.
No.
People misspeak. It just happened. Settle down, for Christ's sake.
I hope so.
No, I don't think they'll fire him. I just don't. That'd be, what a terrible idea to fire this guy. Didn't do it on purpose. And if you fire him, we're going to play it constantly on this show, just so we'll never forget.
So I used to work at Hubbard before this show, and I was on a show on KS95, and one of our hosts, Shannon, listen, we own this audio. Hubbard owns this audio. I don't mind to play it. But this was Shannon trying to say that the animals at the Minnesota Zoo are close to her heart. Oh, hang on 1 second. Yeah, obviously, you guys probably know where it's going, but here you go.
No farts in there, are there?
The Animal Humane Society is definitely close to my my heart.
I knew it. I knew it. Close
you had it down.
Close to my fart. You know what's funny about that?
That's not nice to the animals. They don't want to be that close.
This shows you what a coincidence. The coincidences that can happen in real life.
Mm-hmm. I know.
By coincidence, last night, and why I knew what you were going to play, is Kathy and I got home late because took JB out for his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
JB and LaDonna went out. We went out to, oh, J.D. Hoyt's. I love J.D. Hoyt's. Great place.
So good.
A lot of great memories there. But in any case. I forgot what I was going to say.
There's a slip of the tongue there and something about the fart, close to the heart.
Oh, no. So we get home last night and it's late.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You're so giggly.
So Catherine is in the other room getting you all teed up to go to bed and all that stuff. And I thought she went to bed. So I hop in the sack and because we don't sleep together on work nights because I just go to bed too early. Right?
Yeah.
So I just went to bed. She opens the door. And I didn't know she was coming down, so, you know, I relaxed, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
She opens the door and she goes, hey, Tom, I fart. And then she slams the door.
Yeah.
What a coincidence. This story, on the day after that happened at my house.
Thinking you're alone and farting is a real epidemic in America today.
It is. You're right.
I was very pregnant, and I thought my husband had went into General Mills, and I was sitting on the couch, and I just made the most insane noise with my body. And my husband, I did not know he was in the other room, goes, was that you? And I... Our marriage has never been the same. Our marriage has barely survived that. I was like, and then I wanted to die. I like hid my face and was like, ah!
See, this is what's so great. Infantile humor on a Friday is wonderful, isn't it?
Oh, thinking you're alone.
Is that you?
Was that you? And of course, when I hear that voice, my head snapped to the door. Yeah. I was, no, the secret's out.
God. Yeah, I had a friend break up with a girl because she let one rip in bed one night. They'd only been dating for like a month or so. And he was like, I couldn't look at her different anymore. I was like, dude, we all went out and drank Miller Lights and then went to White Castle. What do you expect was going
to
happen?
What do you think was going to happen to her body? I had a friend.
I love life.
When we were in college, she was dating a UMD hockey guy. And during sex, she farted, and he broke up with her.
Oh, come on.
Right then and there? Didn't even get the towel out? That's great.
I think it was, like, the morning after, but it was so, every time I saw him, I just laughed, like, in his face, and I barely knew him. Like, I only had met him a couple times, and so I'd see him in the hallway, and I would just start laughing at him, and I think I gave him, like, a complex, but just the ridiculousness of it. Oh.
Why do people fart? Why would you get upset by that?
I love it because I go, thank God. We are like, so she was not heartbroken by any means.
Yeah. Oh, really?
It's like, you did me a favor. If this is the thing that's going to throw you off, like, we are doomed.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
So.
All right. Who cares?
Is
let
that
a fart.
You?
Whatever.
Oh, I wanted to die, though. But, like, it's just different. Like, if I have to fart in front of my husband, I will. But there is a different feeling of when you think you're alone.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
just
yeah.
let, mm-hmm. oh, God.
I just love that again. The look on her face, she goes,
fart!
Well, I was, fart? Not even did you, or is just, it, or that's a,
just scream fart. Fart.
Yeah, before I do anything that if I were to get caught doing, I would definitely be ridiculed and mocked for the rest of my life. You got to get an app on your phone called Life 360 because it's a way for you to track your kids, but I put it on everybody's phone.
Yeah, good call.
So I know exactly where everybody is at every single time when I'm like, all right, I'm going to sit down and have some Chinese food and a couple of beers. If I can start letting them rip in about 45 minutes, will my daughter be walking in the door at that time? Oh, no, she's down at Valley Fair. Not a problem.
Not a problem.
Let her rip, yeah.
I used to follow Justin, because they were heading up north, and I just wanted to see that they were driving safely. And so we had that like hangover of me still following him. And normally we don't follow each other. I just don't care. Until one day, I found myself getting pissed because I'd seen he'd gotten off of work early and gone and hit balls.
Yeah.
Didn't say anything to me. So then I was walking around pissed, and I go, it's better if I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
He could be picking up our daughter from daycare.
Right.
But no, he wouldn't go hit. So then I go, I'm unfollowing you. You just pissed me. You like ruined half my day. It's better if I don't know.
Sure.
You're very negative. That's all I have to say to you,
Thank
sister.
You. Thank you.
We have to take a break. Right back with Bob Sansevier. For some reason, I was foolish enough to think Bob might come in today. Because he's coming in for the family podcast.
You mean the halo, the fuzzy face?
Fuzzy face, Bobby.
Halo-y boy.
Halo boy. All right. In any case, ladies, why does he shine that light in our face when he's going to be on? It's so weird.
So weird.
All right. Right back with Sani. In any case, as you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Giza Dream sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors, of course. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you'll receive 50% off the Giza Dream sheets. You'll receive a set for as low as $29.98. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio podcast square, and use promo code TOM. There you'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow 2.0 mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-516-5146, use promo code TOM, or go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you do use the promo code TOM.
This is Bob Sansevier, and I want to tell you about Dave Bialki from Bialki Law. Dave represented my wife, Mary, when she had a significant workplace injury. She was very happy with the job Dave did. If you have a work-related injury and have Dave represent you, I'm betting you'll be happy too. Dave is a down-to-earth guy. He grew up in northern Minnesota, rides a Harley, and worked various jobs doing concrete, electrical, plumbing, roofing, and carpentry work. Dave works for people with work-related injuries. If you work construction, or anywhere for that matter, and you're hurt or even just hurting, you should talk to Dave. Let's face it, our bodies wear out. If your body is worn out from work, if your knees or back or shoulders hurt from things you do at work, do what Mary did. Call Dave and talk to him about it at Bialke Law to set up a free initial consultation. The number to call is 763-571-2410. That's 763-571-2410. Or visit BialkeLaw.com. That's BialkeLaw.com.
You know, I've got to say, I'm feeling fantastic. As you may have heard, I've been following the fat loss program at MNFatLoss.com, and I've lost right about 23 pounds so far. I've been following the program for about 4 weeks now, a little over that, somewhere in there. And I can tell you it feels great to be going into summer having lost the weight in just a few weeks' time. You will absolutely be able to lose weight like I've done and still enjoy the foods you love this summer. That's a huge part of it. Yeah, to be able to enjoy your summer is huge. I'm eating my favorite grilled steak and chicken, along with fresh vegetables and berries, drinking lots of water. No wonder I feel great. If you want to find out the secret to losing 20 to 30 pounds in just 8 weeks, just like I'm doing, that's about a pound of fat every day, by the way, no exercise required. To schedule your free consultation, go to mnfatloss.com. That's mnfatloss.com. Results may vary. Be sure to tell the team at mnfatloss.com that Tom Bernard sent you.
Hi, this is Tom Bernard. If you've been listening, you know I'm a fan of Nissan vehicles. I own an Altima. My son and daughter-in-law both own Nissans, and we bought them all at Walser Nissan stores here in the metro. They hang their hats in Burnsville, Wayzata, and Coon Rapids, so why is Walser different than other Nissan stores, and why should you absolutely go there this month? Tell them I personally sent you to lease or buy your next vehicle. First, there's Walser Care, a complimentary powertrain warranty that will keep you covered for miles to come for free at Walser Nissan. This month, you can score 0% financing for up to 60 months on select Nissans, or you can lease the 2023 Nissan Pathfinder S for only $269 a month. You'll need to tell them you want the Tommy B deal, of course. That's understood. So, not just Nissan, but Walser Nissan, Burnsville, Wayzata, and Coon Rapids. Don't forget to let them know the Tom Bernard family sent you and ask for the Tommy B deal. Go to Walser.com and select the Walser Nissan store nearest you.
$269 per month for 24 months, 10,000 miles per year, $5,900 due at signing, VIN PC261725.
This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show Podcast.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Bob Sansevier Sports brought to you by Michael Bryant, Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury lawyers seeking justice for the injured. Contact Bradshaw and Bryant at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That is MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Sanny!
How are all of you today?
Magnificent. How are you?
Good. Brittany looks, I saw that little thing with Eggert. You look bored today, too.
No, I'm not.
Oh, see?
Here I was. I was just
your chin in your hand. That's like your, that's your, if they ever did a statue, that's what it would be. You know, you got the Whistler's mother sitting there, but you're just sitting there with your hand. That's what yours would be.
You're going to feel like such a monster because I was sitting telling Tom how, oh, I need to give Sansevier a call. I feel like I haven't talked to him forever and check him and check whatever. I was saying all these nice things about you and how I like talking. And then I'm bored because I'm just sitting here quietly.
You're bored with me, I could tell.
I've been bored with you for years.
Only about 20. Only about 20
years. Hey, the Tom Bernard Morning Show going on the road? Are you going to do one of those? I know your favorite place is Vegas.
Yeah.
But you like Nashville and Key West, right? Is that going
to
happen?
I would love to go to Key West this winter. I'm telling you, like November before Thanksgiving, go down to Key West, bring a bunch of people down. It's a lot more expensive than it used to be to do that. And you know why that is? Because people sue one another all the time now.
I'm trying to make Fort Myers happen just because my parents live down there, and I feel like that'd be a very easy. But
that ain't gonna happen.
It would be a one-shot flight.
Nope, you're out.
Go to. Well, I can watch the Twins practice.
You're out of the mix. No, actually, if we went in the springtime, yes, we could watch the Twins.
See?
Well, Tom, somebody has to stay back and run the board. So, Brittany.
I don't think Rudy would trust me running the board. He smiled all like, "Yeah, that's not gonna happen."
No, that's not a good idea.
Well, you can't leave the baby behind. You take the baby with you if you went, right?
My mom's there, aka free nanny.
So you just dump her off.
You know, one thing we could do both locations because Key West bends all the way around the state.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not that far from the west coast of Florida anyway.
I think we're going to...
It's right there.
I think we're going to start with Enchanted Hollows. That's our first on-site location.
What's that?
You're welcome to come out here.
That's Bob's... what do you call it? What, stable?
It's called Enchanted Acres. What is it?
Enchanted Hollow. Enchanted Hollow Stables. It's a Mary thing.
Oh, yeah, because she's enchanting and you're hollow. So it all works out in the end.
Huh? No, you got it reversed.
Come on, baby.
Yeah.
I'm the enchanting one.
Okay, yeah. Sandy, you got to do it because everybody else told their story.
What?
I thought Catherine went to bed last night, you know, because like I said before, on work nights we don't sleep together. So I thought she had gone to bed. So I am in my little room there in bed, and I figured, what the hell, I'm going to doze off. So I lay down a bunt, right?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the door opens. Catherine is coming through the door at just the right moment. And she goes, well, listen, I fart. She backs out of there. Have you ever done that to Mary? Not knowing you were going to do that to Mary?
Well, I know I do. I mean, even when I think when we were dating, I didn't. I mean, you got to fart. You got to fart. It's all part of living.
It's true.
I mean, you hold them in, you'll implode.
Yes.
And my kids, even my third, she's going to be. Sienna is going to be 14 tomorrow, but even she just lays them down. They don't care.
Oh yeah. You know what? My daughter now is 14, but when she was like six, I was like, "Why do you smell like a long haul trucker?
Oh,
you come in like kids, like little girls especially, man. My niece just lets them rip.
Yeah,
love it.
And that kid sweat, man.
Yeah.
And then they are always throwing on their shoes without any socks.
Oh yeah.
And that reeks. Like there's a certain point, all of a sudden you realize your kid smells. I remember nanny kids. I'd be like, "So we have to talk about deodorant."
Mm-hmm.
No, they all use deodorant. And my the other day, Tom, you and Rudy, and maybe Brittany, you could identify with this too. My deodorant, there are certain things I don't want anyone to touch, like the deodorant. Because you need deodorant.
Yeah.
And it has to be the deodorant antiperspirant blend. Don't just give me deodorant. Don't just give me antiperspirant.
Right.
They got to be together. But he took it, and I knew it was him, and he'd left for school, and I was frantically looking for it. That's annoying. And he's also, that's a 17-year-old. He also, I know when he lays him down in the truck because he smiles.
Oh my God.
That's real nice.
All of a sudden, every window is open.
It's so wild to me, and I know this is going to happen, but can anything be yours when you have kids? Is there anything that belongs to you and you alone? Because the fact that you don't even have your own deodorant anymore is so bleak to me.
It is bleak. And then, okay. Not only the one thing they haven't taken that I can recall is the toothbrush, thank goodness.
That you know of.
But like a razor. Because all my sons now are, they shave.
Yeah. Oh,
those things disappear all the time.
Yeah.
And I actually got to get something where I can lock it. I need to put like a padlock on the one drawer I've been given in the bathroom. I need to put a padlock on.
Makes total sense. Now, I have a question for you because you brought this up. Antiperspirant used to have aluminum in it, so I couldn't use it. My pits would literally turn bright red if I used that.
Really?
But somebody told me they didn't put aluminum in it anymore.
It depends on the brand.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, because I think Tom's of Maine doesn't use aluminum, maybe.
Right.
But there are some places out there where they're like, this is our all-organic deodorant. And then you look at the ingredients and go, well, it's the same thing as Old Spice. Like, what's the difference?
I needed it, so I bought it from, a dollar store. They proudly proclaim, includes aluminum nitrate.
Take this. Well, some people are allergic to it. I am.
They're old school. Is it bad for you or just that you're allergic to it?
No, I mean, it's bad. My pits puff up and turn bright red.
Yeah, I avoid it, too. I get kind of irritated by it. I think it's because when you go so long also without using the aluminum, maybe it messes with you.
Yeah,
and I know they used to say it's bad for you. I don't know if that's true or not because everything goes back and forth.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. I can't use it.
Look, all I know is I put aluminum foil on my food when I want to wrap it up. So
that's
true. Guess it can't be too bad.
Yeah.
It's
true.
The same thing. For
I've rubbed that on my armpits and I still sweat.
Well, yeah. People who are like, I can't use deodorant because it's got aluminum. Anyways, can you hand me that bag of Doritos? It's like, well, you're basically just putting one terrible thing in your body in exchange for the other.
Yeah.
Tom, which is the one, because I think we talked about it on that other show. Is it the Pringles where they've got something in them where they just make you,
sicker than hell.
Or sick.
Oh. Pringles make me sick as hell, and I don't know why.
Okay, here's the thing. Pringles, I'm not going to, attack the way they taste, But if you ever look at the actual container, uh-oh, it doesn't say chips because I don't think they're legally allowed to say chips. Yeah. It's like the
whoops.
Like that, what's that wood that they put together
with, like particle chipboard?
Yes.
Yeah. It looks like chipboard, really?
It's like leftover chip pieces turned into another chip.
I think if we looked, it would say potato flavored.
Yeah.
It's something like
that. Oh, yeah, I bet.
Well, if you ever look at any package, like if you want to get a Swiss cake roll, which I know Swiss cake roll doesn't do it, but if you look at anything and fudge is in quotes, don't eat it.
Yeah.
Why? What would that be?
Or flavored. Yeah. Fudge flavored.
What?
Yeah, because fudge in quotes is not fudge.
It's not fudge.
It's not actual chocolate. It's basically just like a chemically made substance in a lab that they then inject into this food that you then put in your body.
Pringles potato crisps.
Yeah.
Potato crisps. There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
It has the savory potato taste.
Not potato, but potato taste.
That's scary. When it starts saying that, you go, what the hell is this?
Yeah, they do. They make me sick as a... And by the way, before we move on, I've warned you Brits about this before, and I'm coming to England. Oh. It's not aluminium, okay? It's aluminum.
Mm-hmm. And it's not almond. It's almond.
It's almond.
And it's ambulance.
Have you ever heard that on Scott Brits? I looked over there. I believe it's made from aluminium.
I like.
There's no minium.
I do like the way they say pedophile, though.
Pedophile, yeah.
I think it hits.
Remember that great bit?
No.
Oh, God, I can't remember which British show it was, but this American flies into England, and there's an announcement on the airline, the airport speaker system that he's getting a phone call.
Yeah.
And his name is Peter File.
Oh, no.
So he goes, call for Peter File. Call for Peter File. He's over there talking. They're all looking at him like, you son of a bitch.
That is so funny.
It was great. Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, actually, when you were saying, and the Brits, I thought you were talking about the new nickname for Britney.
I thought you were attacking Brits as well, like Britney.
Oh, Brit.
For a moment, I was like, what? You're sick of me? I mean.
I'm sick of your aluminium.
What else is new?
Aluminium. It sounds like a kind of car.
The aluminium, 1987. So, Sanny.
Yeah.
What else is happening?
Well, I mean, I'm supposed to be doing a sports thing, so I'll tell you this. Your Twins, they do suck. You know, they when you take a look at it, their starting pitching, we've talked about it, that's the only thing keeping them afloat.
Yes.
50 games in, they have had 4 runs or fewer 30 times. No other team with a winning record in baseball has that many, you know, or that few runs in so many games. And it's because the starting pitching has kept them afloat. And they still would be. You look at virtually every division except the NL Central, they'd be near the bottom or the bottom, you know.
They'd be at the bottom.
Terrible, really.
No, you're absolutely right.
They'd be like 10 games out if they were in the AL East.
10 games out?
Yeah.
That would not be good.
No, it's things are not going wonderfully for them.
Well, Bob, let me ask you a question about this.
Yeah.
I cannot believe, and this is across all of baseball, the amount of errors being committed. What the hell happened?
Well, we talked about it the other day.
Jesus.
It's a fundamentals thing. They just don't – they've gotten away from that, doing what they're supposed to do.
What?
When you play baseball.
It costs you games doing that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a video online I saw the other day, and this kid knew fundamentals. It was a minor league game, and it was a foul ball hit just on, you know, on outside the pole in left field. There was a ball girl who actually, she climbed the wall. She put, like, her left foot up, then her right foot, and she had to go up 15 feet to get a ball. And you're thinking, now that kid has fundamentals.
Yeah, there you go.
I hate to, like, knock on a kid who's, like, 14, but we were at the ball game on Monday. The Twins were playing the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
There was a Twins fan sitting next to us, and somebody hit a foul ball, and the ball boy went for it, and he botched it. And the guy goes, Jesus, even the ball boys suck at this place.
See? 100% right, fundamentals.
They don't teach ball boys fundamentals. Ball girls, yes, not ball boys. That's a problem.
All right, Sandy, what time are you getting here today? Like, quarter after 10?
Well, that's what time you want me there, right? I'll probably be there I'll possibly be there earlier, and I'll just make faces at Brits.
Yeah, come in early.
That's a good idea. Come in early so you can annoy Brittany.
I'd love that.
That would be a goal of mine.
That could be a wonderful thing.
And you can tell me how bored I look because I'm just staring. You know what's so funny is the way the camera angle is, most of the time that everyone says I'm bored,
sure.
I'm looking at Tom as he's talking.
Well, so you are bored.
Angle.
Bored to death.
So what's the thing with you and Eggert? How come you two are like having a rift?
We're having a fight. He started with calling me bored, and then I may have called him derpy.
Derpy, you did.
which he honestly, I've gotten a lot of feedback that he is very derpy. I didn't necessarily say he's derpy, but consensus is he's quite derpy.
I'm embarrassed to say I'm not familiar with the vernacular.
That's fine.
Of what derpy is?
I would say I'm trying to think of who in your life. You've got some animals that are very derpy.
I feel like when you said derpy, you kind of meant like having characteristics of the dwarf Dopey from Snow White. Kind of lovable, but just...
It's like a big Great Dane who's kind of super playful and silly. You walk up and you think this Great Dane in this yard is going to be, you know, because he's kind of a serious guy. And then all of a sudden the Great Dane starts... throwing around its own stick and bloop, 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 bloop. And that's Chris Eggert. He's actually super fun and goofy, but you don't expect it. Derpy.
Yeah, if you look up the definition, Bob, it actually says foolish and stupid on Google.
So it's a real word.
Yeah.
And also, there's a lot of definitions, and you just happen to pick stupid.
The one that they officially gave people?
How dare you? No, I'm fighting with everybody, I think, which is pretty exhaustive.
You go after poor Kristen as well?
No, I would never fight with Kristen.
No question about it. Sandy?
Tom?
Wally Walker's up next. That's all I have to say.
Well, I would usually take time to tell you how you've got the greatest ever coming on, but I got to go because I got to go finish the BS show to come down to see you.
All right, Sandy, we'll see you in a couple hours. Thanks, pal.
You betcha. All right, bye.
Bob Sansevier Sports brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant Personal Injury Lawyers. Michael Bryant, Bradshaw and Bryant, bringing you Sandy, so it's his fault. I would like to point that out, ladies and gentlemen. But now, the lovely and talented Kristen Burt joins us. And we've been talking about, last night, we got home late because we took a friend out for his birthday dinner. So we were looking for one half-hour thing to watch. Those 25-minute, little sitcom things are not that easy to find anymore. Because either I've seen most of them. Are there any shows that, obviously Jury Duty, I watched first two. I'm going to watch the third one this weekend. And then what else did we watch? We love watching Corner Gas. That show, Corner Gas, is the most underrated show of all time, no doubt about it. But what were you telling me about, Britt?
Veep. I thought he would love Veep because it's just makes a mockery of politicians and how silly they are and what they're actually doing running around. And some of the jokes on there are so funny.
And Julia Louis-Dreyfus. I mean, one of the most successful female comedians of her generation.
I agree.
Jesus, that's sad.
You're not a fan?
Not at all.
Oh, I don't.
I just don't get it.
I
don't get why people think she's so funny. It's just not my deal, I guess.
I bet you would like her in Veep, though.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah. She does not play. She's nothing like Elaine, nothing like you've seen.
Yeah, I didn't like Elaine. I guess that's a good way to put it. It's not that I don't like her. I didn't like her character, Elaine.
Yeah, you would like her in Veep because she's just so raw. And, I mean, you're going to die. I'm shocked you haven't seen Veep.
Tom Hale is so good, too, playing off of her.
Yes.
Do you think that is there any possibility that she's one of the biggest comedians in the country because her father's worth $6 billion?
Well, it doesn't hurt, I'll tell you, because think about this. When people start out in the business, oftentimes they have to have survival jobs. Maybe they're waiting tables or whatever else. They don't have 100% of their time to dedicate to just auditioning, taking acting class, improv class, whatever she needed to do. And those kids that come in as, trust fund babies have a leg up in the industry.
No doubt about it.
And also, I'm sure her dad had some connections in Hollywood, too. So then you opens the door. And there's a reason the term Nepo babies has become so popular, because we've seen a tremendous amount of Nepo babies move seamlessly into acting. Now, of course, they do have to prove themselves once they get the role. You can't just be really crappy on screen every single time. And a lot of them have proved themselves, which is great. But the door to get there has been wide open for years.
There's no doubt about it. If your mom and dad got money, you got it made.
Yeah. Just look at someone in Hollywood. Gwyneth Paltrow, when you have your godfather is Steven Spielberg. Okay.
How'd that work for you?
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those situations. It's just a lot easier. And I understand. They sit there and they go, but it's a lot of work, too. It is on the other end. once you have the job and you have to be, you know, yes, you have to be professional on set. Yes, you have to show up. Yes, you have to do the work and you have to be good because at a certain point you'll just fade into nothing.
You know, I just got very depressed. I never knew this and I didn't realize it, but I grew up Catholic. Mm-hmm. I cannot remember who my godmother or godfather was. I can't even remember their names.
No.
That's kind of sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't a family member?
I must have been, I would think.
I don't know. Although at some point that does kind of fade away, because I went up to Two Harbors one time and I walked into a grocery store and my godmother was working at the Super One up there. And I was like, oh my God, Sue, how are you? And she goes, I'm sorry, do I know you?
Whoa.
Oh, no.
I was like, Sue, are you kidding me? She's like, I'm really sorry. I don't think I know you. I was like, Sue, are you, what?
Wow.
That's impossible. Terrible. She goes, I'm really sorry. Are you messing with me right now? I was like, Sue, you are my godmother. She goes, I am so sorry. How do I know you? I was like, my mom is Chris. She goes, oh, I'm so sorry. Had no idea who I was. So godparents, I chose one. I told my, it doesn't matter. They don't care about you. It's a formality. Is what it is.
I was just reminded by a friend actually, that my godmother was from Montana, and her name was Hildegard Horseman.
Great name!
Wow,
Hildy Horseman. What do you think of that, huh? I do remember her though. She was a very, very pleasant person. There's no question about it. But my godfather, I have no idea who that would even be. Maybe it was Marlon Brando.
Aunts and uncles. So I was, yeah. You know, and then my aunt then made me the godmother of her son, so it's like in a line.
Indeed. So, I have a great Hildy Horseman story if you want to hear it. Very quick. I've told it before, though. She used to send me a silver dollar for every year that I had moved forward. So at 7 years old, I'd get seven silver dollars, right? My Uncle Augie, who ended up being thrown off a building to his death. So this will give you a little indication about, I've had a few family members that were murdered. I got to be honest with you. But my Uncle Augie was over for my seventh birthday, and he came up to me and said, Tom, where'd you get those seven silver dollars? I said, from my godmother. He said, well, let me see him. I said, oh, okay. So I hand him the seven silver dollars. He looks at me and goes, kid, I'm going to teach you a lesson right now. Don't ever give people your money. And I never got the $7 back.
What?
He took it.
So mean.
Well, the mafia, you know. Oh, anyway, moving forward.
That's like the bleakest thing I've heard in a while.
He thought he was teaching me a lesson, though. Mm-hmm. He literally thought, well, I'm helping this kid out.
First it was the deodorant that Bob has to share with his kids, and now this. I don't know what's darker.
By the way, I am not the one who threw him off the building. I just want you to know that.
Do you have an alibi?
Oh, wait a minute. Let's move on to another subject. And actually, it was right over a building right across the street from Loring Park.
Dang.
He threw him off one of those buildings. That must have hurt hitting that sidewalk, I would think.
You seem pretty gleeful about this.
No, I mean, it's just growing up with that kind of thing, people getting shot to death, your next door neighbor. Guy across the street's like putting boxes in a garbage can. A guy comes up and shoots him in the head with a shotgun for no reason.
Yikes.
There's a lot of that in my previous life. A lot of people getting killed. What are you going to do? Okay, now let's cheer up on Friday here. Yeah, little cheering up on Friday.
All right, I have a good real estate story for everyone. We've got a major iconic house for sale.
Really?
It's only $5.5 million.
Not that much anymore, by the way.
Not that much, at least seriously. For Los Angeles.
Yes, exactly.
If anyone wants to buy the Brady Bunch house, it is officially for sale.
It's not even that nice a house.
No, they have to share. Six people shared one bathroom.
There you go.
Well, guess what? It's been modernized. HGTV bought the actual Brady Bunch house several years ago. Then they did a show around it and refurbished it with the remaining Brady Bunch kid cast that was still alive. They've used it as a TV set for the last few years, but now it's on the market. HGTV originally bought it for $3.5 million, so they're hoping to make a $2 million profit. It's considered the second most photographed house in the United States after the White House.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I will tell you, like, everyone drives by. So if you buy this house, guaranteed you're going to have a lot of foot traffic and car traffic every single day.
No thanks. Nope. No thank you.
But it has been renovated completely to mimic the actual set. So it has like the floating staircase, because the house was originally only the exterior. And then when they renovated it, they recreated the entire thing. So if you want to live like a Brady, this is your opportunity.
God, I just got that close to caring.
So close. But HGTV has done really well with this. They're doing a Barbie Dreamhouse show this summer to capitalize on the Barbie fame. Mm-hmm. And hopefully everybody saw the trailer that they dropped again yesterday, which kind of gives more details about what the film's going to look like. It's going to be, this is going to be a huge hit this summer. The trailers are so funny. And so I'm hoping the rest of the movie remains as funny as the trailers have, because we've seen two so far.
I would like to laugh. Laughing would be good. Not a lot of funny stuff out right now.
Everyone says that Ryan Gosling, who he plays Ken, is absolutely stealing the movie.
Oh, good. Excellent.
It looks so good.
Did you guys watch a lot of Brady Bunch growing up?
Nope.
A little bit, but
I did.
I had, there's seven kids in our family, and we were a blended family. So I'd always watch it and go, none of this holds true. This is all bullshit.
And the thing that drove me nuts about the Brady Bunch is I saw an episode where Alice was folding towels one time.
Yeah.
And all of the towels were the same size and the same color.
Yeah.
And it drove me nuts because I was like, that's how you know you've made it. Like, our family sucks. Like, we have a red towel. And
I know.
We have one towel that says Michelob on it. Like,
it drives me nuts. When me and my husband got married, there were things that, like, he has ones that are, like, half bald. And I go, can we throw this away? And he goes, well, at least can I just, like, have it in the basement? I'm like, why?
Can I have it in the basement?
Why are you, why is this important to you?
Yeah.
It's like, what color did this used to be kind of feeling?
Kind of sweet, though, don't you think?
What, that he's like Linus, death gripping things?
He's got his little blankie.
His little blankie towel.
He's got it covered, no question about it. It all works out in the end. I'm very, what?
Oh, no, I was going to agree with you. Yes, yes.
So what else you got, Kristen? Everything good?
Yeah, everything's good. Just so you guys know, strike's still happening. We'll be moving into week five. They are shutting down productions left and right, so that is definitely happening. Directors Guild is still in negotiations, just so people understand this. Directors Guild, the last time they were involved in a strike was 1987, and it lasted like 15 minutes on the West Coast. 3 hours on the East Coast, 15 minutes on the West Coast. So everyone's kind of hoping DGA will join the writer's strike. And then it will probably end the strike very fast. So,
good.
But right now they're still far apart, but they're still negotiating. And then SAG is right on the heels of June 7th. Their negotiations start.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. We just pointed out this morning that all of a sudden, out of the blue, we're getting close to a deal in Washington D.C. Oh boy, it's all-star wrestling BS. That's all it is.
I think it's both sides saying, like, who's going to call chicken first, especially.
Right.
I think the producers are like, hey, we'll go as long as we need to.
Yep.
And because they want the concessions. And of course, the writers deserve to get paid. And this is, if everyone goes on strike, it'll be the biggest labor movement in Hollywood we've ever seen. Obama just caught a little heat because he's promoting his new Netflix film. And most actors are opting out of press junkets right now.
Right.
So technically he crossed the picket line, but of course he voiced his support for writers because guess what? His daughter is a member of the Writers Guild. So he probably shouldn't have done the Netflix promotion, but he did.
That's because he's Barack Obama. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, but he's getting called out for it.
Well,
so
he should be.
Fair enough.
What are you hearing about the Little Mermaid movie?
So I saw the Little Mermaid movie, and I know Tim will probably go through it today, but I my opinion, this is a showstopper for Halle Bailey, not Halle Berry. Halle Bailey is the one who is playing the Little Mermaid. She's incredible in this film. The rest of it is okay. It's not my favorite. I don't necessarily know we needed a live action film of this. And, you know, I think that's how a lot of people feel with a lot of Disney's live action. But it is a star-making turn for Halle, and that I'm really happy for. Melissa McCarthy's fantastic as Ursula. But overall, the movie was good, not great.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah. It's going to be busy. I mean, listen, it's going to do great at the box office. Families are all going to go, and we're not worried about Disney making their money.
Okay. On the way out, we have to see if we can drag you into our earlier conversation, and you can't lie.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Have you ever thought you were going to be in the bedroom alone sleeping by yourself and they laid one down and your husband walked in?
He's talking about farting.
Oh, no.
That's his boy term.
You have to, you liar.
Have you ever thought you were alone and farted and you weren't alone?
No, I'm not No, I'm serious. I fart, don't get me wrong, but I was like, I'm not very gassy, so
I'm not very gassy.
I get that. I actually didn't realize like how gassy you could be until I got pregnant, and I realized people walk around with this feeling inside of them.
There is that.
I'm like, you should be taking like digestive enzymes, some probiotics. I'm not gassy as a result.
Okay, wait a second. What about your husband? He ever done it?
He's not very gassy either, or if
he takes
it elsewhere.
He's one of those that's like, he's going to kill me for saying this, but he's just super private about the bathroom. He's just someone like...
Well, I understand that.
Yeah, and I'm fine with that too. I'm like, I like boundaries in that situation. So I know he is someone like, if he's got things going on intestinally, he is like taken off, so...
I was just notified we're getting too highbrow on the show here.
Yeah, so. We are.
We'll just take it to the lowest common denominator possible.
There you go. All right, my dear, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, see you on Tuesday, right? We're off on Monday.
Yeah, you're off on Monday. We'll see you Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
See y'all. Have a good weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, KB2, Kristen Burt with us. I adore that woman. You know that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I just do. I love her. Ladies and gentlemen, quick weather, mostly sunny and warm. I want to do the quick weather because it's so damn nice. Mostly sunny and warm with a high of 79. Mostly sunny, warm tomorrow with a high of 81. Sunday, mostly sunny and warm with a high of 83. And Memorial Day, partly to mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 88. So 79, 81, 83, 88 for the next 4 days. The entire vacation weekend, or day off weekend, I guess is a better way to put it, looks beautiful. We will take a break. Be right back, ladies and gentlemen, in a couple of minutes. We'll schmooze right after this.
This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show.
Hi, this is Judd Zolgad. You know, summertime weather is here, and that means fun in the sun. The beach, ballpark, or barbecues are even more enjoyable when you're healthier and more active. Let Livia Weight Control Centers help you make the most of our beautiful summer days. Livia's premier all-access offer of 50% off plus a free gift is on now, but exclusive for 1 week only. You could lose up to 15 pounds or more by the 4th of July. Imagine that. They'll help you develop a personalized nutrition plan that's doctor-recommended. I lost 40 pounds a couple of years ago, and here's the best part. Livia is going to help you, just like they did me, keep that weight off. So their dietitians and nutritionists not only help you shed those excess pounds, but keep them off as well. Summertime is here, and Livia wants you to make the most of it. Call 855-GO-LIVIA or visit Livia.com. That's Livia.com. Livia's premier all-access offer, 50% off plus a free gift, exclusive 1 week only. Call 855-GO-LIVIA or visit Livia.com. Livia, voted Minnesota's best weight loss program 2 years in a row. Offer ends on Friday.
Hi, this is Tom Bernard. If you've been listening, you know I'm a fan of Nissan vehicles. I own an Altima. My son and daughter-in-law both own Nissans, and we bought them all at Walser Nissan stores here in the Metro. They hang their hats in Burnsville, Wayzata, and Coon Rapids. So why is Walser different than other Nissan stores? And why should you absolutely go there this month? Tell them I personally sent you to lease or buy your next vehicle. First, there's Walser Care, a complimentary powertrain warranty that will keep you covered for miles to come for free at Walser Nissan. This month, you can score 0% financing for up to 60 months on select Nissans, or you can lease the 2023 Nissan Pathfinder S for only $269 a month. You'll need to tell them you want the Tommy B deal, of course. That's understood. So, not just Nissan, but Walser Nissan, Burnsville, Wayzata, and Coon Rapids. Don't forget to let them know the Tom Bernard family sent you and ask for the Tommy B deal. Go to Walser.com and select the Walser Nissan store nearest you.
$269 per month for 24 months, 10,000 miles per year, $5,900 due at signing, VIN PC261725.
Hello, I'm Brad Huckle, president at North American Banking Company.
And I'm Mike Bilski, CEO at North American Banking Company.
As a community bank based right here in the Twin Cities, we believe in taking the time to get to know our customers and their businesses.
And part of that is hiring and cultivating a team of experienced lenders. When your business banks with us, you're not training in a new, inexperienced banker.
In fact, our bankers have worked with many of the same customers for years, earning their trust. We get to know you and your business, and you get to know and rely upon us.
When your business is looking to capitalize on an opportunity or solve a problem, we'll be here to help you.
Tom here. I know Brad and Mike, and I trust that with my banking, they've personally delivered on everything they've just said. So why not bank with my banker, North American Banking Company, a better banking experience, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Bob Sansevier, and I want to tell you about Dave Bialki from Bialki Law. Dave represented my wife, Mary, when she had a significant workplace injury. She was very happy with the job Dave did. If you have a work-related injury and have Dave represent you, I'm betting you'll be happy too. Dave is a down-to-earth guy. He grew up in northern Minnesota, rides a Harley, and worked various jobs doing concrete, electrical, plumbing, roofing, and carpentry work. Dave works for people with work-related injuries. If you work construction, or anywhere for that matter, and you're hurt or even just hurting, you should talk to Dave. Let's face it, our bodies wear out. If your body is worn out from work, if your knees or back or shoulders hurt from things you do at work, do what Mary did. Call Dave and talk to him about it at Bialki Law to set up a free initial consultation. The number to call is 763-571-2410. That's 763-571-2410. Or visit BialkiLaw.com. That's BialkeLaw.com.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show Podcast.
She's on vacation. I haven't been berated by Amy in like a week now.
I don't know how to respond to that because she's still my boss, even though she's not yours.
Oh,
she's never done anything wrong. Steve wrote in and said, thank you for the fart talk this morning. I woke up in a bad mood and now I'm laughing my ass off.
Well, you made my day.
Love the show. Keep up the great work and have a good weekend.
Isn't that sweet?
Thanks, Steve.
That's very nice, Steve. Thank you very much. No doubt about that. So what was I just going to say?
Probably introduce our guest.
Nope. Not going to happen.
The birthday boy.
Forget it. Last night, you know, that made me uncomfortable last night.
I could tell.
It did. It made me uncomfortable because everybody walked over and said, well, birthday boy. I'm like, watch that boy shit. But they didn't mean it that way, obviously.
Right.
So it was very, very good. So basically, another thing that everybody said on the way out, and I could hear them, JB, maybe you heard them, that apparently the two women we were with were far too good for us. But other than that.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, I suppose it is.
I've never even met JB's partner, but I know that both of your significant others were too good for you.
Far too good.
Yeah. You sure you haven't met her?
No.
Weren't you at the...
Did you set his mic up?
No.
Yeah, you got it pointed at your...
Well, I didn't want
to
move.
You don't have to be that close to it either.
I didn't want to change anything.
There, perfect.
I've been accused of being a soft talker, so I lean in.
No, you're good. You're good to go, no question.
Weren't
about
you at the thing at the country club for him?
Yeah, but I don't think...
She was there.
Oh, I did meet her. I did meet her. Yeah.
Listen to how he goes. No. That was a typical white boy thing. Didn't you go to his birthday party at the country club?
Well, we're not allowed to call it a retirement party.
Right. So I didn't know
what
to call
it. Because I didn't retire.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So we all never know what to call it. Didn't you go to that thing at the thing? We all go.
Well, see, I have two things that are not in common with that place of business. I tell the truth, and there's another one, but I can't remember what it is. I actually give a rat's ass. Maybe that's what
maybe
it is.
Maybe that's it.
So, yeah, we went to dinner last night at J.D. Hoyt's, which we love, although Pat wasn't there, it's too bad because I love Pat. He's a great guy.
I'm going to have to reach out to him today and find out what's going on.
Well, he's got a cold or something, right?
Yeah, hopefully. That's all it is.
Would you back away from the microphone? Honest to God, you sound like this when you do.
Well, the last time I was here, I can't remember I shouldn't say old because I'm no spring chicken. The guy that...
Don Shelby?
No, not Don.
Oh, well, the old guy, and you go with Don Shelby. That's nice.
But back in the days when Don was on the family podcast, and we would have the old guy who would, what was the name, Carl or something?
Oh, Carl. Yeah, Tommy. Right. I was there in South St. Paul yesterday.
I love him.
Well, anyway, he, last time I was in, he said something on Facebook like, oh, the quiet talker's in. So it's made me nervous ever since.
So you're the quiet talker?
It's giving you a complex.
Yes, it has.
Way to go, my friend.
I thought maybe my mic technique was like Phillips, and I was way back here.
Oh, yeah, Phillips.
Hey, Tommy, let me ask you a question.
I love Tommy. Phillip's got a dynamic.
I almost got that out without her trampling me. Did you hear that?
Phil's really got good. A dynamic way of using the mic, and it's hilarious because he is not aware of where it is, and he doesn't. What do you think about? And you're like, it's classic.
I miss Phillip.
I love him.
I do miss Phillip a lot. I still pissed off at him from 40 years ago when we'd go out for a run in Theodore Worth Parkway. And because he was so much faster than me, he'd run backwards. But
that is offensive.
That's a true story, by the way. I'm not kidding. He'd run backwards the whole way.
Do you want me to act like I don't believe it? No way.
No way. You know you believe it because it's Phillip.
I absolutely believe it. I believe he could probably still do that to all of us in this room.
Well, he's a defensive back. They run backwards a lot.
Right.
So it's not really fair. But, you know, don't worry about my feelings, right?
No, nobody is.
Georgia is reminding people you need to wear clothes for your driver's license photo. Did you wear clothes for yours?
Yes.
The two of you, you did?
Yeah, but if you get away with wearing a tube top, you can make it look like you're naked.
A tube top, yeah?
A tube top, yeah.
What, a pink one or something?
No, just anything that you could just kind of put your shoulders
kind of
up.
That deal.
I had a driver's picture for a long time that I looked very naked in, and it was just because I was wearing like a tank top that, you know, doesn't have straps.
There you go. You used to have to go to the DMV or other special places to have your photo taken for driver's licenses, passports, or other IDs, and they were always terrible. Now you can sometimes use your own photo. I didn't know you could use your own photo for a driver's license.
What?
I never heard of that.
Yeah. I've never heard of that.
I heard that recently. It surprised me, too.
You can use your own photo.
That blows my mind. Weird.
There are rules, though, like you should use a white or off-white background without shadows. And you can't be naked either. The Georgia Department of Driver Services just reminded people to keep things classy. They say, quote, please take pictures with your clothes on when submitting them for your digital driver's license and IDs. It's unclear what inspired that reminder, but clearly there was at least one instance of people not wearing an appropriate amount of clothing. Why would you do that? Why would you want to take your driver's license photo with whether you're a guy or a woman with your titties hanging out?
I don't know that, but I do know there's a military hack that we used to do.
What?
So if you were in the military, a big thing you'd want to do when you'd get pulled over is also give them your military ID. But they always say, I don't need that. They make it clear. So what you do is you show up for the DMV in uniform. And this is when you're active. Like, if I went up now, that'd be very illegal if I brought out my own. So then you have your military photo in your on your license, and it just kind of gives that little bit of, like, give me some special treatment, please, without shoving it in their faces. So that was the little military hack we used to do.
Yeah, there's a great video of a sheriff. I believe it might have been from Minnesota. A guy pulls a woman over for speeding, and the girl, as he's like, you know, giving her a citation, she goes, I thought you didn't give pretty girls speeding tickets. And the cop goes, you're right, I don't. Here's your ticket.
Oh, God, you walked right into that one, lady.
I know, that's so good.
God. Yeah, that you strolled right into that one, sister. Not a good idea.
Nah, that's very funny.
You know, one thing I do enjoy is people that try to be, like, cocky smart. They just never are.
Right.
You know, I'm going to be funny. Oh, are you? Really? Either you're funny or you're not, right?
Yeah.
If you're trying to be funny, you're not funny. Right?
And when I get pulled over, the last thing I am is funny. I am, sir, ma'am, I'm crazy because I got a past. I got a little bit of a record, and I just want to convey that, like...
Wait a minute. You have a record?
Got a little bit of a record. And so I always want to convey, like, I'm a very respectful person. You want to just give... I just want it to be very transactional because I'm actually having a heart attack, and I will say sir or ma'am like 5 times in one sentence.
And some people get mad at that now. If you call them sir or ma'am, they get upset.
I don't think police officers would care.
Probably not. Well, that one time you rolled your window down, oh, look, Tom, it's the pigs. That was a mistake.
I would never. Even that saying that raises my heart rate.
Yeah, there you go.
Because I always just want to prove, like, I am not drunk.
Remember what the cops did with that?
No, what they do.
We're pigs, huh? Pride, integrity, and guts. Ah!
Oh, God.
What do you think of that one, sister?
Also, I feel like pig is like being called a bitch as a woman.
Yeah,
it's
who
so
cares?
Generic, I don't even care.
I agree. Whatever.
I don't think that's going to get their heart rate up, but Give it a go.
Probably not. Okay, you guys got Memorial Day plans? Rudy, what do you got?
Well, we were going to go to the cabin this weekend.
Oh, you were telling me that, yeah.
We got the report that because of all the water from winter, and then we had a ton of rain, and then all of a sudden, one day up in northern Minnesota, it hit 90 and became humid as all get out. We've had the biggest mosquito hatch in northern Minnesota that we've ever had.
Oh.
And where our cabin's at, there's like a kind of a bigger swamp kind of behind it that's in between us and Lake Winnebagoche.
Uh-huh.
Walls of mosquitoes. You can't. And my poor niece welts up every time she gets bit by one, and then she itches, and we just decided to cancel it. So now I went out and I bought one of those dumpster in a bag, the green bags, you know, when you just like want to throw a bunch of crap out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now I'm doing housework and yard work all weekend.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
What about you?
Gogo's birthday, her first birthday is on Sunday, so I think we're just going to do a smash cake. I mean, she's kind of unaware that it's her birthday, so I don't think we're going to go hard by any means. And we're going to do like a whole, since it'll be warm enough, a little like fun watery thing. And then our neighbors have a pontoon that we might go on for a little bit.
Oh, really? Somebody else's pontoon this time?
I'm waiting for you to get yours.
Okay. Yeah.
Unfortunately, you have not stepped up, so I had to seek elsewhere.
I'm probably going to
party with Priscilla this weekend. Nothing very exciting, but I'm excited for Gogo's first birthday.
I have a question. It's her birthday.
Yeah.
You live right by the joint. Go get her a nothing bundt cake.
I know.
Oh, my God, those cakes are good.
That's what we had for my birthday.
Yeah, baby.
Kenna, and then I'm actually getting a Harvey Wallbanger cake it's so good, from the Scratch Bakery. I'm picking it up after work today. There's this little bakery in Chanhassen that makes Harvey Wallbanger cakes. So
have you guys ever had a nothing bundt cake?
They're so good.
I've had the mini ones.
Damn, they're good.
They're good.
No doubt about it. There's no getting around it.
I like a boozy bundt cake, though.
What a shock.
I don't get to drink alcohol anymore, but I love when they cook with it. Ooh.
Okay, JB, what do you got? Memorial Day plans.
Well, Junior's taking me to dinner tonight.
Junior is?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
And then LaDonna's taking me to dinner again on Saturday. So.
Nice.
I know where you're going to. I heard. You heard me.
I don't know. I didn't know that you two were coming last night. So.
What do you mean? You didn't know that Kathy and I were coming to your dinner?
No.
Oh, she did it a surprise?
Yes.
Was it a horror show?
I was going to say, were you pissed off? Was it too bad that they ruined it?
No, I just said... because she asked me what I wanted to do. I gave her a list of places and people, and then I told her I didn't want to know.
Oh.
Oh, so there you go.
Right.
So I could have just stiffed you, and you'd have never known it.
I'd have never known.
Damn it. I could have walked away, but no.
Thank you for last night, by the way.
Oh, it was great. We had a great time. No question about that. First of all, I love J.D. Hoyts. I wish Pat would have been there because he's a great guy. But, yeah, the food, there's way too much food. We got another three meals coming out of that.
Yeah.
My God, the chow was big. But it was absolutely delicious. Our server could not have done a better job. Food was wonderful. Yeah, I mean, it was a wonderful night.
This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show. The Tom Bernard Morning Show. Streamed every morning on the Tom Bernard Show app. And anytime, on demand, wherever you get your podcasts.